all of you online, but there's too much noise.
Excuse the speakers. Recording's now started.
I muted mine, but I still hear lots of noise. And may please mute Olivia's line, please, and mute the line to the audio piece of the ear. Okay, thank you very much, Anne. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC Charter Review on 15th of July of August 2017. On the call today, we have Gangahar Pandey, John Carr, Juan Manuel Rogers, Raul Plama, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. I'll also remind everyone to please mute your mic when you're speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Great. Thank you, Miriam, and thanks, everyone, for joining. This is actually quite exciting because we're picking up where we left off, and I think it's going rather smoothly. So we've agreed to start where we left off, so we'll do that. If Miriam can do a share screen, and I will share the screen, and we can go right to, I think we left off at 4.8.5. Am I correct? Yes. Okay. Share my screen. So, and then I will.
I think we left off at 5.88. Was the one that we
okay.
We stopped at.
So, right. Everyone see my
yes,
screen?
Yes. I'm live.
Okay. Everyone see my screen?
Yes. You can see your screen, John.
Okay, great. Maru, over to you. I'll go to 5.88, and then I will mute my phone. Whoops. Oh, goodness. There we go. There we are. Okay, I'm going to mute over to you, Raul. Thanks.
Thanks, Joan. So, 5.88. I think we should all read what it actually says. Sam's made a comment that it could be not appropriate, and I'm having a little difficulty in understanding exactly what that is about.
Hi, Raul. It's Mariam here. I think what Sam is trying to say is the role of the treasurer is not, so it's not by election, it's by appointment. Isn't that correct? And so where you have officer eligibility, they are not going to be elected. So the treasurer obviously is not going to be on that list. Does that make sense? John, Rowe, everyone, do you understand?
You're discussing 5.88?
Yeah, so we're just... Oh, sorry.
Question mark?
5.88. My apologies, I was looking at somewhere else.
It's 5.88 we're looking at, right?
5.
Okay, where the question marks are, right?
Yes.
Raul, are we looking at 5.8.8?
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay, great. Thanks. So my take on it, though, Miriam, it's not about the treasurer. It's about someone requesting information, and that the EC has a due diligence to provide that information.
I'm John. I'm sorry. I was referring to 2.2. My apologies to that. And I can't
great.
Find 5.8.8 here for some reason. Strange.
So what we have to do is look on all those sections what it refers to, because it was an elected position before, or it's now an appointed position. But I do think the intent is that there's a responsibility on the EC's part to provide information if there is a request.
Hi, Joan. So is it, so we have 5.2.3. Is that what is 5.8.8? It's a bit confusing.
Yeah, that's what I said. We have to look at it more and look back and forth, because we're now changing how it all works, right? So section 22.
We're at 5.8.8, okay?
Yeah. I think that we can just dumb that down and say that should there be a request, that we don't have to write all of that. We can just say that any affiliate can request financial information, and that the EC will and then write such requests include information of the requester, et cetera, and just that's all. We don't have to go through all of the what's there. I do think we have to respond if somebody asks.
To be honest, I think we'd really need to have a look at the ICANN bylaws 227 before making more sense out of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's flag that one then.
Yep, and move to the next one.
Yeah.
Are you making a comment, Joan?
Yes,
or?
Yes, I'm writing it down. Bylaws.
Okay, we can start thinking on 5.91. Okay, I updated it and changed the words affiliate to membership and the affiliate committee to membership coordinator. Can everyone see that?
Yep.
Yep, I agree with it.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
So 592.
Hi, John. I have my hand up.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, just bringing us back to 5.8.8. Raul, I'm sorry, I didn't see that it was in the left-hand column and not the right one. So just going back to that, so the request for financial information, is that something that MPOC would not do?
No, we're going to look at the bylaws for ICANN and then answer that one.
So there's a reference of the bylaws, the ICANN bylaws here. So why do we need to go back to the ICANN bylaws?
Well, so far that's what we do. Every time there's a reference, we actually go back and read it.
Yeah, that seems prudent.
Yeah, we don't just accept it. We've been going back and reading it ourselves.
Okay, right. Okay, I was just trying to understand if it was something that MPOC didn't want to do or it was just wanting to clarify.
No.
Okay.
That's okay?
Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you, yeah.
So 592 is a bit of a monster. I guess we'll just start with A. So it's about reviewing the membership eligibility, status, and rights.
So maybe we could put a semicolon at rights and privileges because we're listing them.
Any member, maybe? Not membership in A?
Raul, please, can you turn off your mic? We can hear the typing, please, if you don't mind. Thanks. John Gunn's hand is up.
Sorry? Who's hand?
Ganga wants to speak.
Okay. Go ahead, Ganga. Is it referring to 5.9.2A? Ganga, go ahead. Ganga, we can't hear you. Raul, while we're waiting, in A, you've just changed a membership coordinator, and then the next sentence says requester must be identified, i.e. not anonymous, however, the AC, which is, yeah. Sorry, Ganga, are you able to talk? Type.
Guidelines for evaluation.
Hello, am I audible?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, do you have any set guidelines for evaluation? Or we need to take 5.0?
Sorry, Ganga, what was that?
Do we have any guidelines for evaluating membership applications?
That's done from NCSG's point of view. That's done through NCSG database.
Okay. Okay, that's clear.
Let me see. Is my phone mute still? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, John.
Oh, okay. So, you know, they have to have, we've already identified what membership in MPOC requires before, so you will have to follow that. I think it's 5.0 or somewhere up there, if that's what you're curious about.
Is there open line here?
I've now changed the wording on the A to reflect the affiliate to members and the membership coordinator. If you just want to look through that, I think otherwise the language is okay.
Yeah, looks good. I just want to check 5.9.2 just for I'll just put it down that we have to make sure we check that one.
You mean 5.8.8 or the 5.9.2C, which is just a little later.
5.9, see, just to check it to make sure that, except in the case of transparency. So.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So do we want to just work on 8 first and agree on it, or do we want to work on the A, B, and down, and then finish that 5.9.2. The question is, do you want to finish A, and we agree, move on to B, or do them all until 5.9.2 is done? Which would you prefer?
Okay, I think you're right, so... let's check the C, because once we check it, then we have A and C already.
Right. Okay, so I'm going down to 5.9.2.
C.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Excuse me, what happened with B? Because I see, as Raul said, that it's a monster because B, it has 1, 2, 3, 4 numbers. And then, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, great. No, there's a reference to 5.9C. So we're just checking it to make sure that we're actually agreeing to what it says. That's all. We'll be going back to 5.9.2.
Okay. Is there any possibility to make this point, this 5 point everywhere, more clear? Because with A, B, C, and A has 1, 2, 3. Sorry, B has 1, 2, 3, 4, and C, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, I think, also. then maybe, I don't know how could make this more clearer, because I don't know, it's confusing.
Bullets or something?
Yeah.
He made like empty spaces between the A, B, and C. So okay. I think that's sufficient.
So basically, C is just talking about how we review it and making sure that everything is transparent and follows rules, is really what it's saying. So I think we can agree to that.
Okay. Not, I don't know, maybe intertitles between letters or something like that. I don't know if it could be possible.
Hmm. Yeah, so it's easier to read. okay, so we'll agree on that in 1 second. So we're doing C. Now, did everybody read it? This is in reference to 5.9.2. It refers to 588C. Whoops, where did I go? C, there we go. There we go. Talking about how we terminate a membership because there's a question. It's just a process of what we do, that we all agree to it. But
okay, so in the C3, so 592C3, there's a termination of membership in the NPOC. And there's something we need to change. It's got a, if a majority of the executive committee disagrees with the decision of the membership coordinator, the members of both committees will meet together to discuss their respective
right.
viewpoints. Now we only have the membership coordinator and maybe his helper, so how are we going to word that into it?
We don't have two committees. We have executive committees, right?
So we just say the majority of the executive committee disagrees. The members of... So it already said it cannot be reached. So the executive committee is final. So that's what we ended with. Because we would have discussed it as a group anyway. So I would take out the first part where it says executive committee. If a majority of the executive committee disagrees with the decision, all the way down to the executive committee is final. Because I don't think we would not discuss it thoroughly.
So it's termination of membership in the NPOC. Such termination decisions must be reviewed by the executive committee.
Mm-hmm.
The executive committee's decision is final.
Correct.
Take everything from in between.
Right.
Okay.
That's what
Sounds good. Looks good to me. That makes it nice and short.
Yeah.
John, do you know what's this about except for instances where the member would no longer qualify for NPOC, membership termination must be preceded by at least one other disciplinary action under this section? What's that?
No idea. Except for instances where the members no longer qualify. So an instance would be like somebody, and it has happened, we didn't terminate him, they just withdrew. They represented an organization and they left that organization. So it wasn't really a termination. And actually, I know of someone who belongs to another organization in NCUC, and I'm thinking that they're not supposed to be there, but that's not my job. Qualification means that you represent an organization and that you're the designated representative. That's and that the organization has to be non-commercial. So if that doesn't apply anymore, we can terminate a member.
I'm just really wondering about that disciplinary action. Like, what the hell is that? Do we get a whip out or something?
Disciplinary action under this section, but maybe it's below?
So we did define the disciplinary action. We had to send out a letter advising them of any changes, right? I think that's what it's sort of like. We have to inform them beforehand. That's what it's talking about, which you should. You shouldn't just disregard somebody. They should at least know so they can defend themselves. I hate that word disciplinary action. I mean, that's not what we're about. Sounds so punitive.
Yeah, it sounds really weird there.
Oh, yeah. At least other communication, one other, at least one other, not letter, but I don't like that word disciplinary. These are adults, for God's sakes. Can't think of a word. Let's go back. Termination decision was reviewed by the. What's a word for? I don't want to use the word communication. One other letter of information. At least one other.
Correspondence.
Okay. Just so that there is some action that's taken, I think. That's what it's getting at, and I think that's fair. Yeah. Because I don't like that word disciplinary action. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think correspondence sounds good. Everybody agrees to that.
So we change disciplinary action to correspondence?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
One other type of correspondence under
right.
This section.
Right. Which could be an email or whatever. We don't want to be the police and executioner.
That's right, getting the stick out.
No, I much better to talk and to people.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back. So now back up to...
There's still the
four,
dismissal,
yes.
Of the review.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, 5.9.2C3. We are talking about notify action. Is there any time period stipulated within a week or 10 days? Once this is discussed in the EC and a decision arrived at, immediately it has to be communicated, or we have a time lapse?
So later, it does give it for 21 days. So we'll get there and see. So I'll write that down anyway. What is the day? What is the time requirement to make sure that it is addressed later? Okay. So we're on for.
I'm not sure if it needs a time limit, because it's sort of to do B, you must do A. So it's basically, if we did want to terminate somebody's membership, we'd have to do one of the actions in Section D first. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if we really need time for it, because do you mean, Gangahar, that we would need to specify a time for that member to get back to us, or what do you mean?
Yeah, because it has got to do with the appeal to ombudsman. So before that, they have to exhaust whatever channels are available within NPOC. So obviously, there should be some timeline for that, right?
So right now, under the membership, so this is an existing member being terminated, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, not a new member.
Joan and Raul, I this is Juan.
Yes.
Okay, I was reading the NCSG charter, and they only talk about inactive membership and loss of membership. And it's a very short paragraph and very clear, and the loss of membership is any member who no longer meets the membership criteria established in this charter is obligated to notify to the NCSG EC and resign membership. And I am pasting in a comment to get with you, but I think that Maybe these reviews of membership, allegedly status and rights, are maybe for us is round in circles, right? Because we are getting in trouble that we don't need to do. I don't know if I am clear in the last part, but just remember the same thing, that we also have NCSG charting in mind, because that's our route, our north.
However, MPOC has the added duty of ensuring that our members belong to non-commercial organizations. Right, it's not just about being active. So NCSG is relying on MPOC to ensure that our members are qualified, I think. So and so they, in turn, have their membership as active or inactive. So it's up to MPOC to ensure that our members are qualified.
Okay.
So this, though, to me, what we're dealing with right now is if there is a concern about a member from another member, and so they're requesting us to look into it, and we're saying these are the rules that we're going to follow. This is why we're doing this session.
I have one more point to ask.
Go ahead.
Can the membership coordinator initiate action sumoto, or only on some other members' application?
No, this is talking about another member and doing it. If the membership coordinator feels that there is someone that has changed their situation, it's really up to the member to inform us of that change. Like, how are you going to know, unless you know for sure that someone the representation has changed, then you can ask the organization to send another name.
Okay.
But this is about dismissal and how we're going to do that. If another member has asked us to do it. Okay, Raul, so where are we?
We're still in the same section. Actually, I started reading the D. And there's a stipulation of time range, and that's
definitely
for the
that's
the member of the who has then 21 days
right.
to get back. Yeah. So and that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But that's I don't think we need other time limits in there.
No, I think that's good. So I'll just check that as.
So I guess we can now go back to B.
Yep. That's 5.8. Right there. Okay. Right. So we know that's good. All right, so nice to make decisions based on fact, eh?
We're at 592B.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. That's funny. I'm reading number four. A member or prospective applicant may be involved in violation of, so talking about the termination. And it says, no legal or natural person shall be voting member. what's a natural person, isn't it? As opposed to an unnatural person?
No, it's the legal person and natural person.
It's just so funny to me, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm saying we changed it. It's actually a quote from the, so we don't have to look it up, it's actually there.
Hey, actually, here it says, Joan, I think we need a note here to check 612 at the GNSO.
Yes, I have it down.
Okay, yeah, because, for example, I'm a member of NCUC as well as NPOC, and this is basically saying, the end part is saying that we shouldn't be members of any other constituencies even.
Right. Should be a voting member. It's a voting member of any one group.
Or constituencies. But it's not actually explicitly denied. It just says the NPOC discourages.
Mm-hmm. But it's talking about multi-stake or and constituencies.
So we might want to have a look at that at the GNSO operating procedures just
yes,
to
I have
see.
It written down because that I saw that right away. I was like, okay, so we have to follow that rule, obviously. So.
Yep. But apart from that, I think we're done with 592.
Everybody, any questions about 5.92? Anyone? Obviously, we're going to review all of these afterward again. So we go down to 6. Correct?
Yep.
Just one little thing I just saw right away.
Hello?
No, we're good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm back. Yes, Olivier.
Oh, hi there, Olivier.
I was out.
On the document, if you're in, yes, you're in the document. We're on 6.0 right now.
Yeah, about 5.9.2, I have a small point to make.
Yes, go ahead.
This is about the numbering. Yeah, this is about the way we are numbering the small sub-points. Like we have got 5.9.2B, 1, 2, 3, 4. Should we be saying B1, B2, B3, B4 for more clarity?
Yes, that was suggested before by Juan as well, so we'll do those to make it clearer. Good point. We'll make it readable later. Let's just do the content for now instead of the editing, but I've written it down. Juan brought that up as well. Okay?
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, so we're at 6.0. I have my unmuted my phone, so you know what we should have is Robert Rules of Order on our website as well. I'm just going to put that down.
What are the Robert's Rules of Order?
Well, a lot in Canada we use it in politics, and it's decision making sort of format on what you do following any decision making processes or protocols. Saying, you know, for example, a good one is, you know, 51% is majority, as opposed to, you know, sometimes organizations will say consensus, but then there's a majority rule. So 51% is majority rule, or 51% plus 3, or something like that. It lays it out, and it's a really, really good set of rules to refer to, and I'm glad that they actually use that one because it's very fair and very democratic. I'll put that down to be on the website so that people can refer to it as well.
I think on this 6.1, I think here we might need a time frame because now it says that all meetings are advertised in advance, but that's all. So basically you could do it 1 minute in advance and expect everyone to be there. And that's just not practicable. So I think we should maybe put like 24 or 48 hours there at least. For general membership, this is...
Yeah, a minimum of a 24-hour period.
Yeah, at the very least. I think that's the least you can expect.
Yeah.
Even more because, I mean, we're talking about membership meetings.
Right.
We put 24 or 48? Or a week?
I think 24 is good because they start with that. Now, is the word advertised when in person, when practical, and advertised? I don't know. I think posted because that's what we would do. Posted. We would post it on the discuss list, right?
Yeah, I think we need to specify that as well. So we should maybe put advertised on the mailing list and website.
You think advertised is the word or posted?
I think just a question. Advertised is the same as remind because maybe the conference are maybe advertising 48 hours before and with remain 24 hours. Yes, I'm lost. I'm sorry because advertise is not clear for me.
Advertise is okay with you?
No, it's not clear. It's not clear for me that word because I don't know if. Is notice given or reminded or just communicated?
I think advertise sounds too business for one thing. So I think Ganga as well said communicate or notice given. So on the same line, I don't like the word advertise personally. So when practical and with notice given. 24 hours in advance.
Notice given at least 24 hours in advance?
Yes. At least. Perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it 24? Okay, I think it is 48 is better because we are dealing with different time zones and intervening holidays, and each place have a different set of holidays. Should we have 24 instead of that 48, 2 days time?
Okay, so I think these are all valid points. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is, and I think Miriam did send us out, she can confirm, a doodle so that we have our meetings that will be on the website from now until June. So all we're doing is sending out a reminder. People, they will be actually seeing the schedules, seeing the schedule once you guys all respond to the meetings. This is for the membership, though.
Mm.
Yeah, the meetings are, we're actually creating the doodle to get the dates so that we can post the meetings for the year. So this will be just like a reminder. But 48 is fine if everybody else is okay.
Yeah, 48 sounds better.
Yeah, especially with the time zone. Okay, go ahead. Doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's because it's the membership, so they're much harder to get together than next movie. Mm-hmm. And I added the NPOX mailing list at the end.
Yes. Yes.
I think we're done with that one.
Yep.
Is the Robert's Rules of Order, is that a really long document?
I have the whole book, but it's not. You can get it in portions, but it's very friendly, so I don't think it's... it's been a while since I've looked at it. So, no, it's not a... It's very friendly how it's written.
Okay, and it does say in the spirit of the protocol, so...
Yes.
That sounds loose enough for me.
Yes.
Okay, 611.
Yes.
Did you guys know that we're supposed to have a constituency-wide meeting every month?
No.
Now you do.
I thought constituency meetings were at the conferences.
Yeah, here it says it's like...
Yep, I'm reading it.
Yeah, that's nuts, hey. Nobody told us about it.
Oh, boy. Well, it's good to read the charter, I guess. I think that it was attempted to, though, called an open meeting, but we only had one of those. So I think that's a good thing. It helps us to communicate with our members.
Yeah. Should we have it every other month? Because, I mean, we haven't been having those at all. And seems a bit of a burden, actually.
Well, we've been having them at the conferences, and I think what we should do is maybe focus on that and really promote those, you know, so that it's, you know, at the conferences and concentrate on promoting it. That will be my take on it.
Yeah, I guess it, like 1 hour every month, something like that. I mean, we won't have them extend that long anyway. I mean, we won't have that many issues every month, I don't think.
Well, you know, if we follow what we say we're going to do, though, which is the policy comments and all of that, we might have things to report and have feedback from the from our members, right?
Yep.
I mean, if you really want to have your members involved, the best way is always to be giving them information, telling them what we're doing and how they can help.
That's very true. And we do need them.
Yep.
And their help.
Yes, so now that we know we're supposed to do it, let's put it on our goals to do it.
Yep. We should make a note of this, sort of, to have it in the meeting.
Yes.
For example, where we discuss the crop.
Hmm? Have it down. I'll put it on the agenda.
Great. I think otherwise it looks good. I'll just change that one affiliates to members. Yeah, otherwise it seems really valid.
Yes, it's great. It tells you exactly what you're supposed to be doing at these constituency meetings, so we'll get everybody has to have, especially the policy.
Yep.
It's the number one thing we get criticized for is the policy issues.
Yeah, like, obviously, some of the past leadership didn't pay any attention to this.
We had no policy comments.
Right.
We have had none. We have to change it.
As an NPOC, we have none, but as members of the NCLG or something like that, we are participating with you and consulate and even me and some comments made in another statement. Maybe, I don't know if that counts.
It does count, but we didn't put it down in the review, so we need to put them in the review. Because it was very glaring, and I did ask for an extension for the NCSG review, even though we did submit it, because I was so ashamed of it. So I will do it as a Google Doc, so maybe people can add what they've done, because it looks really, really bad on us.
Are people happy with the policy development committee meeting six times a year or more? Is everyone happy with that on the 6-1-2?
Yeah, I think that's a minimum of what we should have.
Yeah.
Now, that's a committee that's sort of going to operate on its own, but we're giving the guidelines to it, so, right?
I think we can actually keep the whole 613 because we don't have other committees.
Right. Yes.
So we just put not appropriate. Or just leave it in. Well, I'll put not appropriate so we know that we've been there. And 614?
Raul, just go back to 6.1.3. Maybe just the overall statement, all other committees will meet, all other something to the effect of other just so that there are, if people want to have a meeting, no, you know what, leave it, because we can create working groups from the EC, right?
Yeah, I think that's more
to
do with the formal committee structure.
Yes, right. The less committees, the better, right now.
Yeah, we can always make more of them if we feel like it.
Yeah. We can do a subcommittee if it needs to be, right? So.
I think 614 is fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
614 is fair enough. It's basically saying that if the members can't attend meetings, they can provide their written positions on agenda with the NPOC public list.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to change that, put the NPOC public list earlier where we had it, that to post it on the email, just so that the wording is then consistent. Because here it's NPOC's mailing list, and it was 6.1, so I'll just change that there. Yeah, now it's NPOC's public list.
I'm just going to write that down to make sure that all references to it is the same. In all the documents, I mean, the whole document.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But all that stuff is, that's editing as far as I'm concerned, so, okay.
So, 615?
Mm-hmm. So, secretary. So I think it's a communications person that will post it, right? Now, Miriam has been doing it on the wiki, but the public list, I think, is a communications chair.
I'm sorry. I really need to go for 10 minutes, and I'll be right back. Sorry about this.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Cheers.
Okay. So, Juan, do you agree that it would be the communications person?
I get lost because you are,
But I could also ask Miriam, because she's been doing that as well. It says the chair. But Miriam has been uploading things to the wiki, and I have to go to the wiki to see what's there, but... So do you want it to be a communications person or a secretariat, I guess, is the question.
I would suggest the secretariat because that's part of my role.
Sorry?
Yes, I would suggest the secretariat as that's part of my role.
Right. Yeah, no, it just makes it easier because you're doing the transcripts already and everything like that, so... okay, so I will ask him to change that, and then it's one less thing for you. You know what you can do, though, Juan, is once it's posted, you could do a quick communication. You know, we've had our meeting, and here's once Miriam's posted it, send out information. Here are the minutes, here's the links, you know, to the members. So I'm just always wanting to communicate with the members. Would that be fine?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. You changing it, Miriam? Yeah.
Yeah, Miriam is changing something that maybe writing secretariat, right? That she already said.
When appropriate to them.
So when 615, correct?
Yes, that's right. Now, I don't know if we have to say when appropriate. That's going to happen whenever, right?
I think that according to us, all that information about constituency meetings must be in the website, as we already did, but we need to update that information. I haven't did yet, but I think that public list is public, of course. MPOC web presence, maybe with information about regard constituency days and agenda and meeting and records and transcripts that we have it in wiki and also in web. I think that when appropriate is take it up.
Yeah, I think so too. Miriam, can you remove that, please? In 6.1.5. Miriam?
Yes, John, I'm trying to see what you want me to remove. So,
okay, so 6.1.5, it says, where it says secretariat and then public list and says when appropriate, remove that. I don't.
Okay.
I think we don't need to have that. Never possible for this. I wonder if this is something, the second part, this is food for thought. That Olivier, it looks like he's gone, that he could do, take the minutes and summarize it. What do you think, Miriam?
I thought we had removed the role of the secretariat in this.
So would you want to do that? Because I think this is an excellent thing to do.
So we have. So the role of the secretariat is not it's the ICANN staff. So maybe it should be the ICANN secretariat, maybe? Or ICANN, I don't know.
Well, would you be able to do it? Because I think it's an excellent thing to do for the members.
Yes, definitely. I'll be able to do that.
Okay. Because, I everything is about that people can go, our members can go and see a summary. And if they want more, they can just click on the agenda and the transcript and listen to it, right? So,
yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. Miriam will do. So it says a secretariat, so you'll do that. Okay, great. Are you back, Raul?
John, I'm thinking that we need to define what secretariat that will be because, you know, is it an ICANN secretariat or is it...
we only have one secretariat at the moment.
Yeah, but anybody reading this wouldn't know which one is being referred to.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we say ICANN secretariat then? Unless you don't want to do it or can't do it. But I think this is...
No, maybe it's better to say the staff support. So it can be any, you know, so right now my role is a lot more on the thing. So maybe I can, maybe the staff support.
Staff support sounds like anybody.
Yes. Okay, maybe we should just park that and think about it properly.
So this was
I think that support is better.
well, then staff support will authorize staff support.
Okay, guys, I'm back. You still there?
Yeah, we are. So we're still on 6.1, 0.5. We went back to it. And we made just a couple of, they're not significant, just wordiness. We took out the word when appropriate, which is, if you read on the left-hand side, it says an MPOC chair will authorize secretary, will pull, and the secretary will post the public list, and we took out when appropriate for the right-hand side. So that was one change. We also changed the word secretary to secretariat and nothing else. The discussion is, should we qualify it by saying that I can support staff, will post to the public list? That's the question. Because on the left-hand side, it's talking about the elected position of secretary. And on the right-hand side, it's talking about the secretariat or staff support, which is staff, not the not that position.
Okay, the secretariat looks good to me. I mean, that's Mariam, right?
That's great. And Miriam is suggesting that instead of saying secretariat, that we say I can staff support. Because if somebody else reads that, they'll think it's the elected position.
To put that in brackets or something?
Yeah. Is that all right, Miriam?
Yeah, so it can be in brackets or just a word and it's on, but yeah.
Yeah, just so that it's clear. And there's one at the very top as well, Raul. The MPOC chair.
Yeah, I'll change that.
No, the floor, please. And I had a floor.
Olivia
speaking.
Go ahead, Olivia, just regarding 6.1.5.
No, no comment. But no, I want to talk about the. Have you want to? I do not understand what you have said about me. What can I do, please?
Oh, I was just defining it. It's okay. You have what you're going to be doing with the Skype thing. I think is just absolutely wonderful. But we'll talk about that in our general meeting. I just put up, it's okay, Olivia, I just referred to you, so it was nothing. I'm not committing you to anything.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you. You know, if not, I'm following up, no problem.
Okay, are we good with 6.1.5 then? Yes?
Looks good to me.
Yep, all right. Okay, 6.16 is good too.
Yep, looks good. We're flying through this.
We're getting the gist of it, I think.
I think the 617 and 618 look good as well, as they are.
Mm-hmm. Any comments?
615.
Go ahead.
Do you really need these search for the convenience of members? I think it is redundant.
Sorry, Ganga, I didn't understand.
6.1.5.
Yes.
For the convenience of members. Do we really need this line, this bit? I think it is redundant. Whenever possible, the secretariat ICANN staff support will take minutes at NPOC meetings.
So do we even need the whenever possible for the convenience of the members? I think it's just the secretariat will take minutes. Good point. Do you see that, Raul?
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
So the suggestion is for 6.1.5, the word whenever possible.
For the convenience of the members, this for the convenience of members, we can delete.
Yeah, we don't need to have that there. You see that? So, Raul, it's 6.1.5, and it's the second paragraph. It says, whenever possible. So the first part starts with, do you see that?
Yeah. I think we might not want to remove the whenever possible, but we could take out for the convenience of the members.
Yes.
Okay. So why not whenever possible? What's your thought there?
I think there could be a case when Mariam isn't available.
Okay.
Like, for example, if we had to urgently meet last week, Mariam wouldn't have been available, and then we couldn't have a meeting at all without her attending.
Right, and this is actually talking about the membership meeting, not the EC meeting. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that sounds good then. Yeah, we can take that out, because the less words we have on something, the better. Great, Ganga, thank you. Cool.
Okay, so is everyone okay with 617 and 618?
Yep, I'm okay with it. And everyone's okay with it? You know, we'll probably have to go through this again, right?
probably more than once.
Yeah. So you go, wow, did I miss that one?
Yep. So 621.
Okay, so I think we can take out an ISO delegated by the secretary. Just put a period at coordinator.
Maybe we should name the XCOM list that is open to.
I think I guess this really covers both lists, XCOM and the discuss list.
Yes, it does. I think it does. Where the word coordinator is, we can end there and take out or if so delegated the secretary, because we won't that position is not going to be there anymore. You see where I mean?
Yeah. Since it's only about really establishing and maintaining the public list,
right?
I think we can take the secretary bit out.
Yes.
Although I think as it is right now, I think the discuss list is maintained by Miriam, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So we can't take it out then.
So then we have to say secretariat.
That's right. Yep. Otherwise, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. Just an A in secretariats, if you.
Right. Okay. Yep. 621?
Yep. Are you playing a joke on us?
I have a point to make. 6.2.1.
Yes, we're at 6.2.1.
Oh, yeah, actually, the old version has 621 two times, so obviously the next is 622.
Yes, well, that's funny.
Hello?
Yes? Go ahead.
This is about 6.2.1, web-based forum.
Yes. We changed it to 6.2.2.
Should we add the word approved by EC? Because there are so many web-based forums and that may lead to some kind of sort of confusion. Just to be more clear,
This
is WhatsApp or some whatever. We have so many things coming up, so many things closing down.
Okay, so our official communications are basically the two email lists. And when we talk about public web presence, it means about posting it on the website as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but web presence also, Raul, I think that web presence also is also wiki, yes? Because it says maintain one or more web presence. And wiki is web presence and website also, too.
Well, I think they have a little different information. Some of it will overlap, but I think the web page would be more useful for sort of current announcements whereas Wiki is more about finding archived information.
No, I agree, but the this article says web presence, no website presence, right?
Yes, but web presence basically just means that you have something online, and it says one or more web presences.
Of course. Wiki is a web presence. Yeah, but Wiki is a web presence because you can access to web.
Yes, but Juan, this is about if we are forced to put it on all of these, and I think we should only restricted so that we need to have it at least on one of these places. Because not all the information will suit Wiki and not all the information will suit the web page. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So right now, Miriam updates the Wiki and she'll put all of the archived stuff on the Wiki. I think this what it's saying is what we're responsible for. I agree with you, Juan, that it means web presence, and it's both, and I think they both exist, but this is in terms of what we do as an AC. The Wiki happens anyway. Miriam puts up that information as part of what support staff does. But actually, we're not arguing about anything because it's there anyway. So,
Yeah, I think we are clear in that, and we are agreeing on that.
There's a Twitter as well, you know, the social media that we can send us stuff, but that's not has nothing to do with web presence. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Should we restrict it to one or two or three, something like that, like a group in Facebook, WhatsApp? We don't mention the names, but we will just say. We don't mention the names, but we will just say one web-based forum or two web-based forum like that. We restrict the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Basically, this web presence means, what it says here, the NPOC will maintain one or more web presences that will contain membership and other information about NPOC. Now, of course, we will have Twitter page and a Facebook page and so on, but what this really says is that we need to have the membership and other information about NPOC, like the Charter Leadership Committee's activities, so on. We need to have that in at least one place where it's publicly available for everyone.
Yes. Which is the
So we better add this word at least one place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for example, the membership, I think it's obvious that we have it on our web page.
Yes.
But I don't. It would not make sense to put membership information to Twitter, for example.
Right.
Should be more clear about it, like. All these things are available in the website, at least one place, that one place is website. And all the other things are for other things. The basic thing is available here. You come here, see whatever is available.
Right.
And it is our responsibility to make it available. But about the other things, we don't take responsibility, right?
I just want to point out that we're not fighting over anything. What Juan, I think, was trying to say is that web presence included the Wiki, but what I'm trying to say is that it still exists. It's done anyway, so they're both done, but Raul is saying that the information that we're responsible for our membership is on the MPOC website, and which includes the charter, and activities, and I think that's the point. So,
yeah, but I understand that Ganga is just suggesting add the word at least in the paragraph.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
At least at one place.
Well, I mean, it already says that because it's will maintain one or more. So it's there.
So are you saying to say, Raul, what are you saying is that, remember, MPOC will maintain at least one web presence. Is that what you're trying to say, Ganga?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that
actually... Hi, John, my hand is off. Hi,
sorry?
John.
Hi.
Can I have the floor, please, when...
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I understand what Raul is saying. It's already said in there,
yeah,
in the very beginning, that MPOC will maintain one or more web spaces that will contain membership and any other information about MPOC. So one or more. So it, I think that defines
it
enough.
It. Yeah, it covers it.
It's just as if it was saying at least one. It's just different words.
Yeah. Okay. We're all agreeing that it's saying one, and we have the choice of more than one. Can we agree on that then?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody, any questions?
No. Agreed.
No.
Okay, great. Thank you. 6.3.
Okay.
Publication. Oh, okay. So is the website set up right now for anyone to post information?
What do you mean by anyone?
Members.
No. Currently, I think it's pretty much just me and Juan who have posting rights there.
So they all, any of our designated representatives can post information. So we should have. I didn't realize that they could do that. So, first of all, are we agreeing that that can happen? I mean, it's a good thing if they want to post information. Is how the question is, how can they? And then it lays it out in 6.3.
Yeah. I think this has more to do with the email list than the rest of the web presence, as I'm reading it. I don't think the DR, ADR, or others are allowed to post anything on, for example, the NCUC website. I mean, if we take that as an example, I think there's a few people who are sent posts, and then they decide whether that's actually published on the web page. But I think what this actually means is that anybody, any NPOC member is allowed to post on the NPOC email list. I think that's what it's really saying.
And so we don't have to... supervise it, because so, it says the communications should supervise the appropriate use of the because right now anybody can post on the public list if they so desire, right?
Yeah, our members, yeah. Or
so that's
actually,
why
yeah,
I
it,
thought,
yeah, just
that's
members,
why I interpreted.
Just MPOC members.
Sorry, go ahead,
yeah.
Miriam.
Just MPOC members, only MPOC
yes.
members.
Yes.
So I think that's what it's reflecting. But we could make it clearer because here it says are entitled to post to official NPOC media. So that would basically include all our web presence. And we might just want to tune it down a bit and say the NPOC public list.
Yeah, because I interpreted it as a website.
Yeah, it's easily done, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the misinterpretation.
Just copy it before you change it, and then.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yes, and then let's make it clear that it's a public list, and then there is no discrepancy, right? And so if somebody wants to put something on that's on the website, say, for example, research or a paper or whatever, is that something that we're going to allow, or do they just put it on the public list and we can always refer to it on the website as the EC? There's more than one way of doing something. But I guess we're not there yet where people are doing research for us, so.
Yeah, I think it would be nice if our members did, like, guest posts on the website or as a member post, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. But I do think that they would approach the EC with a request.
Yeah. Because I think that this is, you know, another way of opening it up to everybody, right? So, again, the responsibility is to the author. But just above 6.3.1, it says the following publication policies apply to all MPOC communications, regardless of media. So we may want to change that, too. Because we're saying it's a public list. Did I lose everybody? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Joe. We can hear you.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. I didn't hear a single thing, and I had it on mute. I was like, uh-oh. Maybe I pressed the wrong thing. Okay, so.
Do you think the 631 looks good now?
Yes. I'm just wondering if we need the last sentence, if they're entitled to do it to the public list anyway. So we use the word up on... at the top, it says the following publication policies apply to all MPOC communications regardless of media.
Yeah, I just read that again as well.
Sorry?
Yeah, I just read that again as well. And, yeah, that would actually, that's way overreach, I think.
Or it's good to have it because then it covers everything. And then it starts to break it down. So it's depending on how you, but, I mean, if we're going to use one set of words, right?
Oh, yeah, and then there's supervision in the next bit, where it's actually, right.
So I think maybe we leave the overall statement so it covers everything, right?
Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to change it, the official NPOC media, instead of mm-hmm. public listening. We need to change it back.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we go through the rest of the sections because that will probably give us a better idea what this all really includes.
Mm. Yeah, because like I said, I'm reading it that it's everything, not just the list.
Yeah. Everything but the list.
Mhm. And how are we doing for time? We're good? We have 15 minutes, right?
Hi, John. Yes, that's correct.
Or actually, not even 15. It's 11 minutes. All right, we have 11 minutes. Do we want to continue with this, or do we want to finish the 6.3? Well, let's continue because I think it really tries to define it later.
We might just be able to go through the rest of the sections. There's not too many, and then that's the end of 6, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's try that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I think that 6.3.2, I think there's a provision of the communications. It must be, it should be, made by executive committee as we are doing right now, yeah.
Right.
Because we are doing right now. We did it the last time in our constitutive day and event, and that maybe just the coordinator can review or something like that. The appropriate use of NPOC communications media.
Yeah.
But the supervision for executive committee, I think.
Yeah, so the EC has a responsibility to approve and the coordinator then implements it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I agree, because that's what it's about now, right?
So should we take the secretariat out and change the first instance of the communications coordinator to EC, that the EC shall supervise the appropriate use of the NPOC communications media in whatever form with the communications coordinator serving in the capacity of administrator? Okay, I'll do that.
Good catch, Juan. This is what we need to always be looking at to make sure we're consistent.
Okay, then there's 633. It's a list of inappropriate content, and it's trying to list a non-inclusive list. So let's just go through and see if there's things that we don't agree with.
So number B, or other internet policy matters. One related to discussions.
I think it's like it's really it's the keyword there is unrelated to.
Mm.
So if it's nothing to do with ICANN policy, meetings, activities, technical concerns, or internet policy matters, then it's unrelated and shouldn't be there.
Okay, so I don't disagree with any of them.
Yeah, neither do I. I think they're all relevant.
Yeah. Anyone else? Any additions? Deletions? Okay. Going once, twice, next. We don't really have an operating committee.
Hello.
Hello.
In E, subclause E, we may add this word hoax because a lot of things are happening. They just put some picture and that creates a problem.
So what number are you talking about?
Oh. 6.3.3E.
Okay.
A, B, C, D.
Okay. 6.3E. Postings that are knowingly false. That one?
Yes, add the word HOAX, hoax.
I didn't catch that.
Me either. I'm trying to figure out what he's... sorry,
knowingly false, ad hominem, or
misrepresentative.
Oh, okay. Just add this word, no? H-O-A-X, hoax. Because a lot of pictures are being circulated, which are marked and photoshopped.
Oh,
these are
okay.
Creating a problem.
So what word? So right now, Raul, what he's talking about is 6.3.3E.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. So what
yes.
would you? What are you suggesting?
Add the word HOAX, hoax.
Oh. Do we have to add that?
Gangar. Can you write the addition? I think it's easier that way. We all can see it straight off.
Yes, I have written already.
Yeah, write it if you could. What he's talking about is somebody posting somebody else's picture as a hoax. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So misrepresentation of another person's statement or position or image as a hoax. Something like that.
I think it's already included there. I mean, just the fact it says knowingly false, that's really... already including all kinds of communication.
Mm.
Yeah. We could put the word just image.
Yeah. Image also can say.
Misrepresentation of the person's image, statements, or positions. Just add the word image in there. That will take it with a comma. Raul?
Okay, I'll add it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Because a lot of that has been happening lately, so. I mean, I think it's clear, but God help us with what goes on. Okay. So I'll go back to 6.4.
Yep.
And so we're at 1:00. I think that we have to wrap up at 1:00. 6.4, so we went from, wow. We're getting there, Raul.
Yes, we did good.
Great. Okay, so our next meeting would be next Tuesday. So we can stop here because it is 1:00 and we should try to stick to the 2 hours. So we have, just for the next little while, we have an EC meeting that we're trying to schedule. A doodle was sent out for the year, so we're agreeing on tentatively the year of EC meetings and then this meeting. I'm also going to upload a document for, there's a crop one that we, if people can add their information if they haven't done so, and also to work on adding some more information to the NCSG review document. They've given us at least another 3 weeks to add to it, so we can do that as well. So I will send that up, post that, and send the link for people to add to those two documents again. So, Miriam, we're going to stop here. That's 6.4. And we'll meet again next week for the review. Sounds good?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone.
And thanks, everybody, for being up so late, those of you who are.
Thank you.
Yeah, good work, everyone.
Yes. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you may stop the recording, please, and disconnect all lines. Thank you very much for your time today. Goodbye.